U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a three-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday in Jerusalem as part of his ninth trip to the region since October. As he said, it's likely the last and best effort to reach a deal that will end the conflict in Gaza between Israel and Hamas and secure the return of hostages taken when the conflict began. Speaking to reporters in Tel Aviv, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer, said, described the meeting between Blinken and Netanyahu as positive and held in a good atmosphere. Mentzer said the prime minister reiterated Israel's commitment to the current American proposal on the release of Israeli hostages.
Israel greatly appreciates the efforts of the U.S. to dissuade Hamas from its refusal to agree to a deal for the release of our hostages. The prime minister stands firmly by the principle that the IDF will physically remain on the Philadelphia corridor, the border with Egypt, to prevent the resupply of Hamas's deadly weapons. The negotiations continue.
Blinken also met with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant later in the day and will travel to Egypt Tuesday. India's foreign ministry announced Monday Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Ukraine Friday at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky. Indian Foreign Ministry Secretary Tanmaya Lal told reporters it will be an historic visit and the first by an Indian leader to the country in the more than 30 years since diplomatic ties between the nations were established.
The upcoming visit of Prime Minister Modi to Ukraine will provide an opportunity to hold discussions on the entire gamut of bilateral relations. This landmark visit, of course, takes place against the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which will also form part of discussions.
Modi's visit, Indian analysts say, would aim to control the damage from his trip to Moscow in early July, which coincided with a lethal strike on a children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital. This is VOA News. The Democratic Party's National Convention is set to begin.